The 4-month regression. Did me just saying that make the hairs on the back of your neck stand straight up? I still kind of shudder, both from my personal and professional experience, when I hear it, because I know how hard it can be. While the physical changes that occur in your baby around the 4-month mark aren't avoidable, we can avoid some of the crazy. I'm certainly not saying you'll skip the 4-month regression altogether, because that's usually not true. But I am saying this episode will help you more confidently navigate the 4-month regression and come out alive on the other side. We'll cover what the 4-month sleep regression is and why it happens, signs your baby's experiencing the 4-month regression, how long the 4-month sleep regression usually lasts, how to help your baby get through it, and so much more. Hey there, I'm Lauren Engler, your fellow mom friend and pediatric sleep consultant of Via Graces. This is a place where you'll learn all the sleep tips and tricks so you feel equipped to navigate the ups and downs of your little one's sleep. You'll also get an inside look at our family life as I share the real joys and tougher moments of parenting. So whether you're nap trapped, driving to daycare pickup, or you're enjoying a solo evening walk, my goal is for this podcast to be another reminder that when it comes to most things in parenting, all it takes is a plan and a whole lot of grace. I'm so glad you're here. If you've heard our story, this will sound familiar. If you haven't, I'll give you a little rundown here, but episode 8 goes into all the details. The short version is our now 6-year-old was a pretty good sleeper as a newborn. However, around that 4-month mark is when her sleep went downhill. I didn't even know the 4-month regression was a thing until it hit us straight on. And I joke that the 4-month regression lasted until she was 10 months old. It did not, in fact, last until she was 10 months old, but the sleep habits we essentially instilled out of survival mode stuck around all those months because we didn't know what else to do. She went from waking once a night to waking 4 to 7 times a night. And no matter how many times she would wake up, I would immediately nurse her and then burp and rock her to ensure she was fast asleep and then lay her down. She usually stayed asleep after being laid down, but it also wasn't uncommon to have to repeat the same process a few times until she finally stayed asleep. That then became our pattern and remained so until she turned 10 months old and we had had enough. That's when we finally sleep trained and our lives changed. So let's start from the very beginning. What is the 4-month sleep regression? The 4-month regression is an actual physical change that happens to your baby. Newborn baby sleep is underdeveloped, meaning they only have 2 sleep cycles. They spend half of their time in a deep sleep and the other half in a lighter sleep, and they just flip-flop between the two. Around 4 months old, and it might be a little before or a little after, baby sleep starts transitioning into more developed adult-like sleep cycles. Rather than just having 2 sleep cycles, they now have 4. This is a big change for babies because more adult-like sleep cycles means more time in a lighter stage of sleep, which babies just aren't used to. So what does the 4-month sleep regression actually look like? The most common signs of the 4-month regression are an uptick in night wakings and short naps. And that's because babies are now adjusting to more time in a lighter stage of sleep, so it's almost like they start falling out of sleep and just need help getting back. The 4-month regression can also be characterized by what feels like a never-ending bedtime. You rock your baby or feed your baby to sleep per usual, you lay them down, and the moment they touch the crib, their little eyes pop open and you have to start all over again. And that's because these adult-like cycles also mean the whole drowsy but awake strategy that often works to help get newborns to sleep no longer works. Now, drowsy is essentially the first step of sleep, just like it is for you and me. So when you lay your baby down drowsy or just asleep, that drowsiness gets disrupted. They wake up and you have to start all over again. I actually became a sleep consultant right before my 2nd daughter was born, so our whole experience with her sleep was different. We were able to lay a sleep foundation from the start and never really had to formally sleep train her because of it. It was glorious. Now, there are some newborn families we work with and they truly don't feel the impact of the 4-month regression because their babe has already had practice putting themselves to sleep, which helps so much. But like I said before, there's just no foolproof way to avoid the regression. And I learned that with my 2nd daughter. I remember her 4-month regression vividly because we had just moved into the basement of our friends. Avery actually started sleeping through the night around 10 weeks old, which is definitely not a norm or expected, but it was wonderful. But that night we moved in, felt like we had a new newborn all over again. She woke up a lot. I tried getting her back to sleep a few times, but out of survival mode and also being nervous of waking up our new housemates, I basically held her the rest of the night. It was brutal. I don't remember super clearly, thankfully, but I think she really only had one, maybe two rough nights, and then she went back to much more of a normal pattern. I also got more comfortable waiting before responding in the night, giving her a chance to actually fall back asleep first, because now I knew our friends upstairs couldn't hear her. She did continue waking up once a night after that 4-month regression, and I'd feed her and lay her back down, but I was totally fine with that because a lot of babies go through growth spurts around 4 months, and it was very reasonable to need to feed her, so I fed her. I will also add, however, that she was still waking for that night feed around 6 to 7 months old, and at that point, I knew it was now out of habit rather than need, so we had to pull her night feed cold turkey, which is one of the strategies I shared on the podcast 2 weeks ago. With my youngest, on the other hand, we pretty much slid right through the 4-month regression unscathed. She was already sleeping through the night, and she never looked back. The only reason I knew her sleep cycles were adjusting was because drowsiness now wasn't working. In her newborn days, I had been feeding her up in our room before bed so she could get a nice and full feed without the distraction of her sisters, and I didn't really care if she got drowsy in that feed because she was sleeping really well. However, around that 4-month mark, she was still getting drowsy in that feed, which, by the way, is something I tell families to be careful with. And she started taking longer to fall asleep and was fussing a lot more when I laid her down for the night. That was my signal that her sleep cycles were changing and drowsy was no longer helpful, but hurtful. So I just got intentional about avoiding that drowsiness and we were good. No extra night wakings, no shorter naps, nothing. All of that to say, the 4-month regression will likely look different baby to baby, but regardless of how exactly it looks, a physical change is happening. So now let's talk about how long the 4-month regression typically lasts. As a general rule of thumb, sleep regressions typically last around 2 weeks, and this is true of the 4-month sleep regression as well. It might take a solid 2 weeks or so before your baby's sleep cycles have fully adjusted. The reason many families think this regression lasts forever, like we used to joke, is because we tend to enter survival mode when sleep goes haywire. We do whatever we can to just get our baby back to sleep so we can get back to sleep. For me, with our oldest, that meant each time my baby woke up, I nursed her and rocked her back to sleep, however long it took and however many times it happened. Did she really go from just needing one night feeding to needing 4 or 5 or 6? No, but that was the quickest and easiest way for me to get her back to sleep, so that's what we did. The problem was she quickly learned that the only way to get back to sleep in the middle of the night was to nurse. So even after the technical 2 weeks were up, nothing changed. She was now in the habit of stirring, then fully waking, then nursing back to sleep, repeat. Now that you know what the 4-month regression is, why it happens, and how long it lasts, let's talk some actual hows. Here are some tips to help get your baby through the 4-month regression. Tips on how to survive it well. Our number one tip is wait before responding. If you hear your baby wake up in the night, try to wait before responding. Try to wait a solid 5 minutes and closer to 10 minutes if you're comfortable. This is what we didn't do with our middle daughter out of fear of waking up our housemates. And I bet if we had just fully waited, that awful night would have looked a bit different. Because remember how I mentioned your little one might be falling out of sleep more? So we always want to give them a chance to fall back into sleep, into the next sleep cycle, before going in there and helping. Yes, your presence will certainly be comforting, but they could also become more stimulated with you in there, so we always want to give them a chance to fall back asleep first. Then, if you've waited and they haven't calmed or fallen back to sleep in those 10 minutes, then go in and help them back to sleep. So here's your next tip. Help your baby back to sleep in different ways. If your baby was eating once or twice a night before the 4-month regression, they should not all of a sudden need to eat 4+ times. Like I said before, babies do often go through a growth spurt at this age. So if they've only been getting one night feed and now seem to need two, that's totally reasonable. But they very likely don't need more than that. As a general rule of thumb, if it's been around 3 hours or more since their last feed and you think they're hungry, go ahead and feed them. If it's not yet been 3 hours though, and you're confident they had a full feed earlier, first try patting, shushing, or rocking them back to sleep. We don't want them to think they need a feed each time, so use other strategies to soothe them back to sleep. And if you're a breastfeeding mom, this is a good time to send dad in so your baby's not confused as to why you're there but not feeding them. Tip number 3, transition out of the swaddle. If your little one is still in a swaddle, it is time to transition out. Even if your baby is not yet able to roll over, movement is such a big piece of learning to self-soothe, so we want to give them the ability to do so. They may want to sleep with their hands over their head, their fist by their mouth, or along the side of the crib, and having the ability to figure out that sweet spot is so important. So if your baby seems to be going through the 4-month regression and they're still swaddled, let those arms free. On a similar vein, tip 4 is, if you haven't done so already, transition your baby out of the bassinet. Like I said, movement is an important piece of self-soothing, and by 4 months old, most babies are getting pretty big for their bassinet. If you're still room sharing, you can move them to a pack and play, or they can certainly sleep in their crib, but give them the space to be able to move. The final tip is, consider sleep training. The exciting news is 4-month-olds don't simply hit a regression. They're also now at an age where they're able to more purposely use their little arms and body, which means they can learn to settle themselves to sleep. So this is the age when we can officially start sleep training, if that's something you're hoping to do. And you don't have to wait for the 4-month regression to be over to start sleep training, because it may not actually feel over until you make changes. While sleep training doesn't help you skip the 4-month regression, it often does help you get through it more quickly or come out stronger than when you first entered. And if you haven't listened to episode 9 about the 4 sleep training methods, that's a great place to start to figure out what sleep training might look like for your family and what you're most comfortable with. To wrap things up, the 4-month regression is unavoidable, as all baby sleep physically changes around that time. However, what the regression actually looks like is different for every baby. So what's the plan here? The strategies we just walked through. First, waiting when your baby wakes in the night, helping them back to sleep in multiple ways, transitioning out of the swaddle and the bassinet. These strategies will not only help you survive the 4-month regression, but they'll also help you come out of the regression and continue moving towards solid sleep. For those of you listening who have a newborn, your baby hasn't yet reached 4 months old, but you're just trying to prepare yourself. There is so much you can do right now with your precious newborn to help lay a foundation for sleep so that when the 4-month regression rolls around, your babe has had practice falling asleep on their own. So when they fall out of sleep, it's not so surprising to be alone on their back and they can try to get back to sleep. This is the foundation I talked about establishing with my younger two, and I've worked with so many newborn families who have been able to do the same. Our newborn sleep class, Newborn Sleep from A to Z, walks you through everything you need to know about your newborn sleep, as well as how to actually lay that foundation for babies 0 to 16 weeks old. Or if you're in the thick of the 4-month sleep regression right now and just don't know how to come out of it, or your babe is technically beyond the 4-month regression, but sleep has been such a struggle since, Baby Sleep from A to Z is a great resource for you. It's for babies 4 to 17 months old and will help you better understand your baby's sleep as well as what options you have to get their sleep on track. You can find both Newborn and Baby Sleep from A to Z at viagraces.com/classes, or you can find them linked in the show notes below. The good news here, or the grace here, is the 4-month sleep regression does not last forever. You will get through it, and sleep is possible. Now that we've covered the 4-month regression, make sure to come back next week to learn more about the other sleep regressions your baby might experience as they get older. Thank you so much for listening.